discovering planets outside our solar system. In school, we learn about our solar system. The Milky Way galaxy is so large and still just a small fraction of the universe. There are so many galaxies that contain stars like our own, but what about other planets? Are there more planets out there like ours? The answer to these questions is yes, and they are called exoplanets. A star begins its life as a cloud of gas and dust. These are called molecular clouds, and they can range between 1,000 to 10 million times the mass of the sun. At some point, the particles in this gas cloud begin to come together. Molecular clouds are cold, so as temperatures drop, the particles in the gas start to form clumps. This creates what NASA likes to call high-density pockets in the gas cloud. Gravity then causes some of the clumps to collapse, creating friction. That causes materials in the collapsed clump to heat up, birthing a baby star, or a protostar to be specific. The remaining material keeps orbiting the young star. This material is thought to be small specks of dust with widths the size of human hair. Scientists believe that through gravity and other forces, these dust particles begin to collide with one another. If these collisions aren't too aggressive, the dust will form small rocks and eventually boulder-sized clumps, much like when you roll a snowball down a hill. Little by little, the snow grows into a large bundle. Except the result in this case is not a snowman, but what they call planetesimals. The planets in our solar system are thought to be formed in this way, therefore bringing up the idea that other stars likewise have orbiting planets. In 1995, astronomers confirmed the first exoplanet orbiting a main sequence star named 51 Pegasi. Of course, the first thought for us non-astronomers is, how in the world did they find this? For that, there is not just one answer, but many. For today, I will only describe three. There is the transit method, which is when astronomers wait for objects to cross in front of a star. They then measure how much light is blocked by the object. If they find that the same amount of dimming is happening periodically, they can then conclude that there is a planet. Another method used to find these planets is the Doppler method, or radial velocity. This method is more indirect, where they measure the Doppler shift or wobble of a star's light. This lets them know there is a planet orbiting due to the periodic change in frequency or wavelength of light received from the star. This is similar to how sirens get higher pitched as they get closer, then lower pitched as they move farther away. The final method commonly used is called direct imaging. For direct imaging, astronomers take pictures of the light reflection from a star's atmosphere using infrared wavelengths. This method is said to be the most difficult method because the star is often 1 million times brighter than the orbiting planet, and because planets are very small and not very bright, causing them to get lost in the reflection of the star. I think that we can all agree that looking up in the sky and seeing how vast the universe is can be pretty amazing. Now we know that there's a tremendous number of planets out there. As of May 1st, 2024, astronomers have confirmed 5,662 exoplanets and 4,169 planetary systems, and this is barely scratching the surface of the universe we live in.
You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by Black Canyon Astronomical Society and KVNF Community Radio. This feature was written and recorded by Tricia Smith, an astronomy student of Dr. Catherine Whiting at Colorado Mesa University.
To hear more Western Slope Skies episodes, subscribe to the Western Slope Skies podcast in your favorite podcast player. Visit kvnf.org for more information.